The following shir has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To dedicate a daf, a perek, or an entire masechta, please call 1-888-485-8223 or email info@thehalachacenter.org.
Tmura Dav Dalet. We started discussing in the previous shir the different ways of defining what exactly is the Meimir doing. What's the Aveira of Tmura? Is the Aveira the trying to disrupt the Kedusha from the first Behema? Is the Aveira the putting the Kedusha on the second Behema? We discussed in the Shir, in the first Shir, on a conceptual level, on a Hashkafa level, we discussed the concept of the Aveira of Tmura being the distortion of what Hegdish represents. Could very well be that the Aveira of Tmura is not that you're doing anything, you really can't do anything. The Torah doesn't give you koyach to take off the first Kedusha. A person cannot be mafgir Kedusha of Kedusha's Karbonis from a Behema. You also can't be matvis Kedusha into a second Behema with saying that it should be in place of the first one because you can't take off the first one. So really you're not doing anything. The Aveira is simply a verbal distortion, let's say similarly to making a Shvua Sheker. What are you doing? What are you accomplishing? What are you creating? Nothing. All it is a dibur that the Torah doesn't allow you to use your kayach hapeh in a certain way. You're distorting something. You're mishaker. It's a Shvua Shov. There's a similar concept by Meimim. The Tmura is the Aveira of distorting a concept and speaking that out verbally, not because you're actually creating something. That L'choira would be the Lashon of the Gemara and Daf Gimel, where the Gemara says that as a general rule, Kol Lav and Shein Bei Maisi, there's no Malkus. The Klal of Malkus is that the Aveira is not Mechayev Malkus unless there's a doing. When a person does something which is nitin belav, then there's entry bezdin. So there has to be a maisa. That maisa is not bedibur. Dibur is not a maisa. And the Gemara says chutz from meimer mekal v'nishba. Nishba, a person not doing anything. Mekal rachman slam shem Hashem, a person not doing anything. He's not creating, accomplishing anything. And the same is true by meimer. Tosfos asks the kasha on Daf Gimel that lechoira that memra is nistar is contradicted by the memra of Rabbi Yochanan, where Rabbi Yochanan says that the reason why this Malkus HaMeimar, Dibidiburo is Avid Maisa. He is creating something. And that was the other side we spoke on in the previous year. The other way to look at Tmura is by understanding that what Tmura is a creation of something which is a distortion. If we want to look at it, that the creation is taking off the Kedusha, the first Behema. We know the first Behema retains its Kedusha. We spoke out that according to Rabbi Yochanan, that itself, when the Torah says, Vayuhu Tmura Asa Kodesh, Be'etzim, what should happen is, with the Tmura declaration, the first Kedusha should come off, the second Kedusha should go on. The Torah says, the way the Chinuch describes it, as the mitzvah is, to keep the Kedusha on both. But that's all a creation of Tmura. So you're creating something that's Bidibura Isavid Maisen. It's not just a verbal Aveira. It's an Aveira of what you create with a Koyach HaDibur, something that you're creating. Similar, Lamashal, to Bayachel Dvoroi, where a person is over an Aveira of Neder, where he created something, a Dover HaNodur, and that state is violated by his not keeping the Neder. So over there, the Aveira L'chor is also a violation of Dibur, but the Dibur has created something that's called a Maisa. Over there, there'll be Malkus. We're going to get back to that. That's a major player, that Maramokim, in the sugya of how we're going to understand the different Rishonim of Lav Sheyesh B'Maisa, Lav She'en B'Maisa. In any case, those are really spoken out clearly, the two tzodim, in how to understand the definition of what is being accomplished in Tmura. And now we can understand that Tosfos and Daf Gimel ask that question. Tosfos says, those two concepts of Yochanan, that says, B'dibur is Avid Maisa on the one hand, on the other hand, Nishba Meimah Mekal being Aveir instead of B'dibur, L'chor Asoysu each other. So Tosfos blives Akasha, Tosfos tries to deal with it. The one who really puts down something that will give us a more conceptual base for understanding how the sugyas play themselves out is Reb Chaim Brisker. And Reb Chaim explains, it's in the Brisker Rov in the stencil by Osan Davdal B'Shem Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim explained that really this is Tolu in the Machlokes of Abaye V'Rova. Meaning, Abaye V'Rova have an epic Machlokes over here in the Sugya for the next few dafim stretching ahead of us. Abaye says that whenever the Torah says not to do something, we'll use the classic case, Kohen Shekidish Grusha. Kohen's not allowed to marry Grusha. The Torah says don't marry her. When he marries her, he's over an Averu. By definition, Abaye says it wouldn't be called he married her unless the Kedushin was Chal. If it wasn't Chal, it's not called he married her. He might have tried, but by definition, if the Torah says don't marry her and the Torah says that there's a love, that means that the marriage is Chal. What Abaye calls he Ovid Mehani. If you do it, this that the Torah says, Yehovah HaMemed Rachman Ovid Mehani, it works. It works. It doesn't work for him in Olam Habo, and it might not work for him in this world if Bezim will punish him. But it works upon him in the sense that it's Chal. Rava says, Yehovah Loi Mehani. If the Torah says don't do it, so the pshat is the Torah says you can't do it. It's not just the Torah says we don't want to do it. The Torah is saying you cannot accomplish that, which is Keneged Ratzon HaBayri. We'll get into exactly what that means, how that works. But that's the Machlok Sabayi V'Rova. So the Gemara brings up Vari Meima. One of the Gemaras by us in Davei is Vari Meima. What do we do with Timur? The Torah says, Lo Yakli Fen of Eloyom Roisoi, Bin Ra Betoy, Bin Toy V'Lura, and still the Halacha is that Hu Utmurasa Yiyakaydish. How do those two jive together according to Rova? The Gemara says, according to Rova, since the Torah specifically was Megala, it shouldn't work, but the Torah was Megala. The whole string of kashas that the Gemara asked on Rava, the Gemara answers by saying, over here it's Exerza Chosu Datzkal, over there it's Exerza Chosu Datzkal. At the end of the day, the Gemara is going to have to find, so what's really the practical nafkimina la aloch between Abai and Rava? But on the bottom, the Gabi Timur, the Gemara says, Enachanami, it shouldn't work, but the Torah was Megala, says Reb Chaim, Voshteit in Rava, Rav is saying that really you can't accomplish Tmura. If the Torah says don't issue that declaration of Behema Zeh Bimkoim, the Kedusha on the Behema Acheres, you can't do anything. You can't Bimafkir the Kedusha on the first Behema, and you can't create Kedusha on the second Behema with the distortion which the Torah calls Tmura. The Lav says you can't do it. The Torah was Mechadish that even though you can't do it, but it's Chal, the Torah wanted both of them to be Kaddish. You didn't do it. The only thing you did was you issued a declaration. But it doesn't work. That's inherent in the fact that the Torah says don't do it means that if you do it, it's meaningless. It doesn't work. But according to Abaye, Abaye understands that if the Torah says it don't do it, the Torah is saying that means that when you do it, it has mashmos, it has meaning. If it has meaning, it means it's chal. If it's chal, by definition, tumura means that you are creating. The Torah doesn't want you to do it. The Torah says you do have the power. We don't want you to use that power. To be machlif, to be meimer rabba toiv toiv bira. So says Reb Chaim, if we were looking for an address to define the machloikis, whether tamura is just a verbal declaration, that's daveru, or we're looking for the other side, where tamura means I create, and the Torah defines it as I'm creating on both, or I'm creating on the second one, the kedusha. The address for that is the machloikis abai verova, by definition. We should paskin, and in Machlokes Reb Yochanan and Shlokesh we discussed in the last year, Zachar Reb Yochanan and Shlokesh Lishitaseim, we should paskin Reb Yochanan. Reb Yochanan says, B'dibur is Aved Maisa. The reason why the Rambam doesn't seem to paskin that way, and we'll see soon where the Rambam is clearly not going with that concept that you're creating the Tmura, the reason why the Rambam doesn't hold that way is because the Rambam paskins like Rava, which itself is subject to debate. Reb Kivega has a whole discussion about exactly what the Psak Halacha B'Mishnah Sar Rambam is. But if we assume, as is the general rule, that Halacha K'Rava, only Yalchiram, the only six cases with Halacha Zakabai over Rava, if we assume that Halacha Zakarava Yovid Loimani, by definition, then Tmura must be that it doesn't work, Yovid Loimani, and the Torah created the Tmura, in which case you can't define the Avera as any more than the verbal declaration. The Avera is not more than the verbal declaration. What happens in so far as the lasting effect of what you're doing, that's the Torah created. That's not the definition of what you did. Memela, that's why the halacha will not be like Rabbi Yochanan. Where is it seemed to be evident that the Rambam holds that the Tmura is the creation of the Torah, not the creation of the one who's doing the Tmura, his Avera is not more than the verbal declaration. First of all, the Rambam clearly says it. The Rambam says, in the beginning of Hilchus Tmura, that even though Tmura is a lav she'en be'maisa, still you have Malkus. Pasuk is not like Rabbi Yochanan's Memra. Teretz is like we're saying, he passes like Rova. It's also clear that the Rambam agrees to our interpretation that Tmura is the Pshat, that the Torah created the Tmura, and the Malkus is for the verbal declaration, not for the distortion which is created that the Torah does. The Avera is the verbal declaration. Where's that? We discussed a few shiurim ago that one of the characteristic dinim of Tmura is that Tmura cannot be done, the Avera of Tmura cannot be created, the effect of the Vayohu Tmura Siyah Kodesh, by Shutvin or by Karban Sibur. And still the halacha is the Rambam, when he brings this halacha, Karban Sibur, Karban Shutvin, the Tmura is not Chal, and we don't say that Vayohu Tmura Siyah Kodesh, the Rambam says that there's Malkus. Mefarshim want to know, why is there Malkus? If it doesn't work, it doesn't work. It's not Tmura. Again, in the Mishnah and the Gemara, it's not Mavur. It's only Mavur that it's not Chal on the Hakol Memirin is not true by Korban Shutvin, Oifois, Menochois, Korban Tzibur. But it doesn't say whether there's Malkus or not. The Rambam is Mechadish Midaitoi. Yeah, he still did that Veru of Tmura. So maybe there'll be Malkus. Where's the Rambam get that from? How could there be Malkus without the effect? Clearly, the Rambam's telling us that the Malkus is not for the effect that's created. There is no effect. The Rambam clearly is telling us that the Malkus of Memer is for the verbal declaration, for the distortion which is inherent in his verbal declaration of Tia Zeb and Kaim Zeb. So that's clear. The Rambam holds, the, like he's saying, that it's a Lav She'im B'Mais, and still there's Malkus. That's the Gzeres HaKosuv. This right, by the way, is brought by Rabbi Kiva Eger. Rabbi Kiva Eger and his Gilyon on the Rambam in Hilchos Tmura in the beginning, in Perek Aleph. There is somebody who seems to say not that way, and that's the Kesef Mishnah. There's a discussion in Hilchos Chirus, Perek Yud Gimel Halacha Beis. The Halacha is, there's a Lav in the Torah, in Parshas Kiseitze, in Parshas Kishoiftim, there's a lot of lesachsim shor b'dishei. One is not allowed to muzzle an animal while it threshes. To take away the animal's ability to eat from the produce that it's working on is a lot deraisa. The sugyas that deal with that are in Bav Metzia, in the Perek of Aserchus HaPoelim, Bav Metzia Daf Tzadik. And over there, there's a discussion of chasima b'koil. That means like this. The Gemara uses, by the way, the lav of chasim as a prototype for malchus. You do the maisa of muzzling the behemoth while it's eating. That is the maisa aveiru. All aveirus to get malchus have to have a maisa. Kol lav she'en b'maisa en loikin olav. Chasima is possible to do with a maisa. It's also possible to do chasima verbally. Person stands over the behemoth and he screams. He frightens the behemoth into not eating. The Gemara discusses that. Is chasima b'koil considered a maisa? Again, we have as a basic rule that a dibur is not a maisa. Meimar, mekalel, and nishba are not maisim, and they do not carry the penalty of malchus. Lule, the fact is special to the sakos of other cases, moshul, leselech, rochel, bamecho, speaking lashon hara, sheker, all different averis that are done b'dibur, denying a choiv and bezin is also a lav, but it's a maisa b'dibur. Maisa b'dibur is not considered a maisa. What about if a person stops the behemoth from eating b'koil? The Rambam says that chasim b'koil, it's a whole discussion. The Gemara over there, the Rambam paskins, and like we said in Skiris Perikud Gimel, chasim b'koil is considered a maisa. Now, the way the Kesef Mishnah describes it is by saying that anything that al yudei the dibur, something is created, a maisa is done. It's not just verbal. That's called maisa. Even though the actual deed that he did was using his koyach hadibur, but since it creates something, meaning saying chasim b'koil, the effect on the animal is the animal not eating. It's the same thing as taking a piece of a rubber band and tying it around the animal's head, taking a cloth and putting it around, muzzling the animal's mouth. The effect of the maisa is the same. And the Kesef Mishnah shtels tzu, Tmura, and he says, "Bidiburus avid by maisa." That's why this malchus says Reb Kiva Eger by Shutvin. There's no bidiburus avid by maisa. Like we said, nothing is chal, nothing is created, and still the halacha is that the tmura is the tmura gets malchus. Obviously, the tmura gets malchus on the dibur ba'alma, the verbal expression. That's Reb Kiva Eger's raya. L'chor, it seems to be a raya muchrach, as the Kesef Mishnah is very shver. What to do if we say the Rambam holds that Dibur is Dibur? With Chasim B'Koil, the Chor is rather straightforward. The way to understand over there is let's understand what it means that a dibur is not a maisa. The point is that maisa has to be physical. Malchus in this world is when a person does something, not for ideas. Verbalizing something is not the same thing as doing something. Speaking about something is not the same thing as doing it. Threatening it is not doing it. But even if a person does it verbally, it's not the same level of doing, doesn't have the same choymer as doing an avera. Speaking is less something physical in this world, and there is no malchus on it. That's true only when we're talking about koyach hadibur. When we're talking about screaming at an animal, that's not really an expression of dibur. What that is you're using the breath of your mouth in the way you would use your hands. It happens to be the physical kinetic energy you're using is not your hand holding on to the animal or tying a rubber band around his head. What you're doing is you're using your breath. For instance, if somebody pushes a glass cup off a table, the glass obviously shatters, so he's chayiv. He did a ma'aseh mazik. What happens if a person would blow at a cup, and because of that, it went off the table? He blows very hard, and something crystal fell off the table and shattered. That's not a ma'aseh. What do you mean? It's only dibur. That's not a dibur. That's the person using his breath. What happens if a person would say something, and because of that, the glass, he would sing on a very high key, and because of that, the glass would shatter? That all he's doing is he's using a different form of kinetic energy, which comes out in the Koyach HaDibur. Screaming at an animal, it's a chiddush, but you could hear that according to Reb Kivega, the pshat is that screaming at an animal is a physical thing. That's not Koyach HaDibur. Koyach HaDibur means with the words, the Aveira is the idea that's verbalized. Person Rachman sounds Mekal Shem Hashem. The point is not the kinetic energy of his voice box producing sound. It's not the sound that's the Aveira. It's the idea that comes out, Rachman Lassam, from his Koyach HaDibur. A Nishba, he creates Sheker by speaking out of Sheker. It's not the kinetic energy that's produced verbally. That is not considered a Maisa. But verbalizing something, and with that creating the same effect as doing it with your hands, that's a Maisa. Samela over there, that's much easier to understand. That over there, the Rambam will agree with Dibur Savit by Maisa, because that really is a Maisa. That's the equivalent of doing a physical Maisa. But creating an effect, Bidibur Savit by Maisa, by Tumura is not going to be true. The Rambam holds like Rova Yovad Mahani, which means that the definition of Tumura is only the verbal declaration. That idea of distortion, of verbal distortion, that's a Lav Shem by Maisa. Leaves us to ponder another Rambam, which might not fit with the picture that we've just painted. And that's a Rambam in Isurim Mizbech Perek Aleph. It's another din that we're going to have, Behem Shechawa Sugis. There's a din of Magdish Balmum is Loike. One of the Averis in the realm of Hegdish, of being Magdish Behemis, is if a person is Magdish a Balmum for a carbon. Balmum mustn't be brought as a carbon. There's a separate law besides for bringing it as a carbon. For being Magdish of Balmum, Balmum can be given to Bedek Abayis. It cannot be Niskadish B'Kedusha's carbon. A person who does is over a lav, he gets Malkus. As I state in Rambam. Now, by Tumura, we said that saying the declaration which creates that effect is a lav shein b'maisa. Clearly, Magdish Balmum is considered Lav Sheyesh by Maisa. You're going to have to say B'dibur is Avid by Maisa. Problem is the Rambam doesn't paskin that by Tumur, and he does paskin by Magdish Balmum. He says that Vigam Malkus, and that's not one of the three exceptions to the rule of Lav Shem by Maisa. Clearly it's a Lav Sheyesh by Maisa. So you could say, like we just said, that Tumura is the Torah doing it, not you doing it. Your Aver is the verbal distortion. The Torah created the Tumur, but that's not is B'dibur is Avid by Maisa. Mamash, what we just said. That's why Veshutvin, the laws of B'Malkus, by Magdish Balmum, it's you creating the Hegdish, and if it's you creating the Hegdish, over there is a Svara of B'dibur is Avid by Maisa. Over there, the Rambam will agree to B'Echon and Svara that will be Malkus because of the effect that's created with the verbal declaration. The question, why is that true? Who says? So the Stipler explains, maybe I'm saying it, the Stipler over in my words, but the way the Stipler explains it is that Tumura, the Avera, is the idea of Lo Yachlifenu. The Avera is not the creation of the Hegdish on the second behemoth. The Avera is the trying to distort the Hegdish that was. So it's the verbal declaration. Step two of Vahayahu Tmarasa Kaddish, that's already the Torah's creation, has nothing to do with you. That's Bisur Bidibur Loyasav Bemaisa. The Aver over this Bidibur Ba'almo, that's a Lav Shem Bemaisa. You get Malchus because it exists a Kosset. By Balmum, the verbal declaration of declaring a Balmum a Korban is not, that's not the distortion in and of itself. The distortion is the Kedusha's carbon for it to be kal. If you're going to say it, what's going to happen is there's going to be Kedusha of a carbon in a Balmum. The Torah doesn't want, the same way the Torah doesn't want a carbon should be a Balmum, the Torah doesn't want that something that's a Balmum should be Oymid Lihi Karv, should have the Kedusha of a carbon. The Avera over there is not the verbal distortion. The Avera over there is the effect that's created. By definition then, if the Torah said that there's a lav, that means the lav has to be only from the creation. That creation means that it's chal, in which, if it's chal, but something you did, then b'dibur is avod by ma'isa, and there'll be malchus on the, not on the verbal declaration, but there's malchus on the effect of what you're saying. Like Rabbi Yechon says, b'dibur is avod by ma'isa. So that's a chilum to magdish balmum and tmura. And again, like we're saying, the Rambam paskins not like Rabbi Yochanan's memory because he paskins rover. Reb Chaim says that the Tumach Leiks in Atolui Zeh Bozeh.
The Daf Yomi audio series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To reach the Center for Halacha Consultations, Service, Educational Seminars, or Media, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Chabad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you could email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.